quick thank you to our sponsors for making this podcast possible. They keep this show free to listen to. This episode is sponsored by ByHeart. ByHeart features a patent protein blend that gets closest to breast milk. Their formula includes the most abundant protein, alpha-lac, found in breast milk, as well as lactoferrin, the number one protein found in colostrum. ByHeart is an easy-to-digest formula which includes prebiotics and an 80-20 whey-to-casein ratio like an early breast milk, making it great for a newborn's digestive system. ByHeart is the only U.S.-made infant formula made with certified clean ingredients, including organic, grass-fed, whole milk, not skim. What it doesn't have is soy, corn syrup, GMOs, or palm oil. Curious about ByHeart? Redeem your welcome offer at byheart.com/podcast. Use code PEACE for a limited time. Additional terms and conditions apply. I came to parenting with everything I learned in childhood: yelling, punishing, controlling, and shaming. After trying almost every method, I found connected parenting and was totally shocked when empathy, listening, doing away with rewards and consequences, and being a safe place actually worked. It moved the behaviors of my children and it felt good, especially with my very strong-willed and highly sensitive oldest daughter. This podcast was born out of the idea of sharing the message and helping parents find more peace in a modern world. Welcome to the Peace and Parenting Podcast. So glad you're here. Welcome to the Peace and Parenting Podcast. I'm Michelle and I'm so glad you're here. I want to talk about the idea of tantrums and upsets. And I want to talk about the idea that these things are good. And I've said this before on the podcast, but I want to go a little bit deeper into this idea that they're not only good, but they're actually totally, completely necessary. That they are like water. They're like food. They're like air. They're the things that our children absolutely must have. So if your child is not having tantrums, so let's say they're 8 or 9 and under, and they're not having tantrums, that they probably could be and should be having tantrums. And if your 9 and above kid is not having big upsets, right? We don't call them tantrums when they get a little bit older, but if they're having not having big upsets, or moments where they're dysregulated and saying and doing crazy things and having big feelings, that they also probably should be. Now, as kids get older, two things: they have fewer of these big upsetting feelings usually, and they have a harder time getting to their feelings. So they might stuff their feelings or they might suppress their feelings because they've learned that. And it all depends on temperament, right? So many kids have this big, huge, upsetting moments, and they've got these big, huge personalities, and it's very obvious when they're having a hard time. There's other kids who are withdrawn, and it's not so obvious that they're having a hard time. So we want our kids to be able to have a place to offload their feelings. And how do we give them that space? We give them that space by parenting with connection. And why does parenting with connection give them that space? Because parenting with connection does not include punishment and or shame or ridicule or embarrassment. And so our kids will more likely feel free to express themselves because they're not scared that someone's going to shut them down. We also hold space for feelings. When feelings come, we hold space for them. And so we're not only not punishing and giving consequences and all these things, but we're also holding space for these big feelings. And when children see their brother or sister receiving this space, or they feel this space, then they're more likely to show us their feelings. But we can't force it. We definitely can't force it. I'm going to give you some ways in which you can kind of force it, like just a tiny bit, but we can't make a kid emote. But we always want to leave that space open for them to emote. We want them to feel as if they can download with us, that we're safe enough for that, and that it is normal. Because all these little hurts get into their psyche, right? All these little tiny things bother them, just like us. But they're immature and inexperienced. And so the only way they know how when they're young is to tantrum and scream and yell and get it out. And good for them, because it offloads those icky feelings out of their psyche. And then if we're holding space, we're creating connection. So often people say, I don't have time for connected parenting. I can't do all these things. It takes too much work and too much time to do connected parenting. But your kid's having the tantrum anyway. So are you going to respond by shutting them down? Are you going to respond by not hearing them? Are you going to respond by ignoring them or putting them in their room or giving them a punishment or otherwise communicating them that you're irritated? You can respond like that. Now that takes time, those responses, and they take mental effort, those responses. Or you can take your time and your mental effort and you can change your response. So it's not taking you more time. It's not taking you more effort. It's just a different response to a normal everyday experience, which is a tantrum. And when we change our ideology around it, right, we say, oh, it's a good thing. That's half the battle. Because once we've changed our ideology around it, now we can come to our kids with a more open mind and heart and soul. And when we come to them with an open heart and mind and soul, they feel better. They get through it easier. They're able to process more fully. And that becomes connection. So simple, right? Just respond to your children's upsets with an open mind and heart and soul, and your child will feel more connected to you and to themselves and feel like these feelings aren't abnormal. I don't have to suppress them. I don't have to feel embarrassed about them. My mom and dad understand. They get me. And now I'm seen and heard and understood by the people I'm closest to. What an incredible experience. Now you've created this connection with the people that they're closest to, have held space for their ickiest feelings and emotions. And they did it in an everyday moment, just with a different response. Connected parenting is not hard, guys. The only reason it is hard is because those responses don't come easy to us, because we have been taught to respond differently. Shut the feelings down. They can't cry. You've got a bad kid. No, no, no. Stop, everybody. Heck no, you can't have feelings. Oh, no, no, that's embarrassing. You're having a tantrum in the grocery store? Uh-uh, not happening. I'm on my watch. And so we have to fight against that thought process. Oh, no, it's actually okay. I'm going to unravel it here. It's okay if they have a tantrum in public. It's okay if it's in the grocery store. Nobody's dying, everyone. No one's going to the hospital. No one's even hurt. What's the worst thing that can happen? What is the absolute worst thing that can happen if your kid has a tantrum in the middle of aisle 6 at the grocery store? That's like the ultimate shame, right? In parenting in public. If your child has a meltdown in aisle 6, they're on the floor kicking and screaming, now it's over. You have lost. Everyone is looking at you. You are wrong.
We are going to take a short break from our show to hear from our sponsors. Without their sponsorship, I wouldn't be able to bring you the Peace and Parenting podcast free of charge. So I'll see you back in just a few minutes. You know what I don't miss at all? The vicious week before my period. I always used to feel like I was walking in quicksand and craving the most unhealthy of foods. My sleep was always off and my moods were unpredictable. Now it's easier to manage PMS with EstroControl. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. And that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows. And the biggest benefit, feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their reviews. And there are over 14,000 reviews of Hormone Harmony. For a limited time, you can get 15% off the entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use code PEACE at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code PEACE for 15% off today. With Mother's Day around the corner, are you thinking about a truly special gift for your mom? Let me tell you about mylifeinabook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right? Here's how it works. Every week, mylifeinabook.com will send her questions via email. These can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom questions you wish to ask. And then she can either type her responses or use their voice-to-text feature. And mylifeinabook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. And guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. It's like preserving her voice and her stories for eternity. This book becomes a legacy, something your future generations can treasure forever. Your mom's given you a lifetime of stories. This is your chance to give her a way to share them. I used mylifeinabook.com to compile my own stories to give to my daughters for Mother's Day. Check out mylifeinabook.com and use code PEACE at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's mylifeinabook.com. Use code PEACE for 10% off today.
Now, back to the show. I was on a vacation this last weekend and we were listening to a band play and we're outside and it was really fun and me and my friend. And all of a sudden I see this woman walk in, beautiful woman. And she had these two adorable boys, twin boys. They were three. And she sat down at this picnic bench near us and she just started crying. And one boy was crying and one boy was laying down and kicking and screaming. And I kept catching them out of the corner of my eye and I was trying to stay out of it. And I just felt so bad for her because I knew she was in a bad place. I knew that, I know that feeling when you have two kids melting down, you're by yourself and you're a young parent and she had young kids. And I said to my friend, should I go over there? Should I tell her I'm a parenting coach? I can help you. Can I take one of the kids on a walk? Can I do something? I feel for you. My friend said, yeah, you should go over there. And I got nervous, like, oh, I'm, you know, she's going to think I'm like know-it-all, busybody, whatever. And I went over to this mom and I got down with the kid and I was like, oh, hi, you know, trying to talk to him a little bit. He didn't really want to talk to me. And I looked at her and I said, I'm so sorry. I know this is so hard. So hard when we have tantruming kids. And she just started bawling. She hugged me. And I thought, God, this is the way it should be, right? This is the way our society should be, is that we, it's got to bring in tears in my eyes, actually, that we support each other, right? We have to support each other. And so she was hugging me and I was hugging her back. My friend came over and started picking up acorns with one of the little boys. And then somebody else came over and started picking acorns with the other little boy so I could sit with her. And it was so beautiful to see people just come together. This mom was really having a hard time and she told me, you know, I'm getting divorced. My divorce was final today. And we've only been married 5 years and I'm very, very distraught about it. And, you know, and I was able to talk to her and just hold space for her and have empathy for her. And she was able to get it together. And those sweet boys were playing with everyone and they were totally fine. It felt right. And it felt the opposite of what our society says and does. It really chastises and looks poorly upon kids who are kicking and screaming and a mom who's melting down. They don't have a mom. Nobody comes up to people really and says, you know what? It's okay. I understand. I've been there. And I think I would love for us all, anybody who's listening out there, if you see a mom or a dad having a hard time, to like lend a hand, tell them you understand. Give them some support and empathy and don't glare at them. Not that any of you people would, but I think that it's just like, it's a ripple effect, right? And that we don't also have to be embarrassed when our kid's having the tantrum in aisle 6. Guess what? That's a human experience for your kid. And you're going to come with as much connection as you possibly can. And I think when you get down on a kid's level, even if it's an aisle 6 in the grocery store, and you say, I'm right here. I understand. I know it's really hard. Everybody's watching you. And guess what they're watching? They're watching you be empathic to your child. You're teaching them. This is normal. I'm normalizing this tantrum. And I am not going to stand for any of you to shame us because I'm going to show you how normal it is and how beautiful it is and how I'm going to end this whole thing with connection and how this kid's going to come around in 20 minutes, maybe, and he's going to be okay. And everything is going to keep moving in the world and no one's going to stop breathing. And aisle 6 is going to be just fine. And all the kids are going to be just fine. And so we can make these beautiful moments. So this ended up being a beautiful moment for this woman. Beautiful. It was a beautiful moment for me. I felt good. I felt good about doing something. And maybe it was self-serving. I don't know. But I think that it was a great moment to see other people help her and her feel helped as opposed to feeling disenfranchised and feeling shamed and feeling embarrassed. And we texted the next day and she said, I'm so embarrassed. And I was like, no, absolutely not. No, no reason for embarrassment. you're going through a hard time. And life is hard. It's real dang hard. And there's a whole bunch of beautiful people out here who can be supportive. And this is what our world needs, support, kindness, and love. And I'm not saying like kumbaya, everything's perfect. That's not at all what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that we have room for more compassion for people. We have room for more love. We have room for less judgment. And I hope that if we feel like we can have less judgment and that we can help people more and love people more, that there's a ripple effect in all of that. That, you know, we're changing a whole society of people. I say it all the time, but I know I sound corny, but I don't really care. I believe we really are changing a society of people. We're changing the world with one mom and her twins at a time, with one aisle six meltdown at a time, with one little family at a time. So tantrums are connected and they're a beautiful healing thing. And oh, the one piece I didn't get to is that if you're having a hard time getting a tantrum out of your kid and your kid isn't having a lot of tantrums, hold a firm limit with them. Hold a firm limit that you know they'll be upset about because they're not doing well. And when you hold that firm limit, allow them to devolve and be there for them. And don't rescind your limit, but just lean into those feelings because limits can be really helpful in that way. So thank you for joining me, the Peace and Parenting Podcast. I really appreciate it. And I hope this was a helpful episode for you. I'm sending lots of love and I'll see you all next time.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.